Good morning, Spiritus. Good morning. And good morning to our Spiritus family joining us from Chiapas. We know that many of you are tuning in today. Muy buenos días a nuestra familia de Chiapas que está con nosotros esta mañana. Gracias por estar aquí. In August 2018, I got back from a two-year stint working as a community economic development volunteer for the Peace Corps in Peru. When I got home, everything seemed great. Family, Spiritus, hot water. Everything was so convenient and so abundant. At first, I would only take a 1 to 2 minute shower because in Peru, we only got water twice a week. So if you weren't careful, you would run out. However, that habit quickly began to fade and 2 minutes turned to 5 and 5 to 10. Something started to not feel right. How could I live in such abundance when there are so many people without it? I wanted to get back into community development work. And that is when the Chiapas mission leader, Krista Vardabash, approached me with an opportunity. She wanted to do what the first reading is asking us to do today. Seek to understand. Search for wisdom. She said, "We have been going to Chiapas with groups of parishioners for 30 years. But when was the last time we stopped to really listen and ask, how is this partnership going?" She asked if I would come to help translate to make sure communication was clear. I said yes before she could change her mind. Lori, who helps run our scholarship and coffee program, would also join us. We had nuestro equipo, our team. We did everything we could to prepare. We looked at maps. We planned out conversations. We put together community activities. We sent down letters. But to be honest, at the end of the day, we really had no clue what was going to happen. This was new for us and totally new for them. The first night we arrived to Mexico, we were greeted by our host families. These are families we would stay with during our visit. Hugs, smiles, and my favorite part, food. You can bring everything you want to Chiapas, but the most important thing to bring is your smile and your appetite. The tacos are definitely my favorite. Here's a quick clip of one of the group's first dinners. They also have great fresh fruits and vegetables, which Ray did not have a hard time finding. It wasn't just the flavor of the food, it was the care they put into making it. It was one of their ways of sharing love. After our first evening, we all went back to our host family's homes, and I had the pleasure of staying with Timoteo, Terry, and their three children. But I'll let Pearl introduce the family. When I got there, it was so nice to find a clean room with a good-sized bed all made up for me. Later, I found out that the bedroom I stayed in was actually the parents' bedroom. The father had slept on the couch and the mother in with the kids. They had given up their bedroom so I would be comfortable. This is just one example of the type of hospitality you might receive in Chiapas. The first day we were there, we spent getting to know the neighborhood, or in Spanish, what you would call colonia. Here is a glance at what you might see walking around. Thank you. What I felt walking around was a sense of closeness. Everything seemed together. Everyone seemed to know each other. There was such a sense of community everywhere you went, from the tienda to the street dog to the colectivo. In the following days, I'd pack into one of the colectivos with 14 other people and would do things like fill a bucket from a large basin of water to wash myself. It wasn't as convenient as getting into my car or hopping in the shower, but when you finally got to where you were going or were all cleaned up, it felt great. It wasn't as much about getting to where you were going. It was more about the journey getting there. The process was the purpose. The journey for Spiritus Christi and our friends from Chiapas has been one of solidarity, of walking together, guided by Jesus' teachings of love and social justice. These connections are that much more important when we see the racial hatred that we've experienced this week. One of the scholarship students, Holly, captured it well when she shared this quote. Together, the Chiapas mission has been able to form lasting and meaningful relationships, build a scholarship program, support indigenous coffee growers, and create a community in Chiapas that shares Spiritus' values of serving those in need and being inclusive of everyone. Gloria, the daughter of Julio and Azalea, was just 10 when this all started. She said, "Before, I thought people from the United States were cold because of all the conflicts and discrimination. As I got to know the pilgrims that came down from Spiritus, I realized those were just stereotypes, just like there are stereotypes of Mexicans. Now I see we are all the same hearts, a family. And although we live in a different place and have a different culture, love unites us." Gloria said it was pilgrims like John Eisenberg, who's in that picture, that inspired her to pursue a career in tourism. She said she felt so much empathy and effort to get to know her, and somehow she wanted to be able to do that for others as well. Gloria participated in the Chiapas Mission Scholarship Program, and in 2012 graduated from college with a degree in tourism. Today she serves as one of the leaders of our scholarship program in Chiapas. The scholarship program supports students in elementary school all the way to university who show commitment to their studies, but do not have the resources to purchase basic school supplies, uniforms, or pay for tuition. Today, the Chiapas Mission provides scholarships for 8 elementary age students, 7 high school students, 4 students in college prep, and 8 university students. The Chiapas Mission also supports an organic coffee cooperative named Sirsa that is in a rural area of Chiapas named Semahoval. These families have been on the land for multiple generations and see the land as sacred. They do not believe in using chemicals or cutting down trees. However, big corporations saw all this fertile land and wanted to exploit it. They tried to buy up the land and undercut the indigenous farmers by selling cheap coffee that was used growing pesticides and other chemicals. The farmers responded by banding together and forming an association to protect their families, farms, and community. Today, the association is called Sirsa, and it's made up of 395 families. We have been working with and supporting these farmers for over 25 years now, and since May last year, Spiritus has supported Sirsa by purchasing 1,043 bags of their delicious coffee. One of the most impactful parts of my trip to Chiapas was when we hosted a community night for all the families in our scholarship program. Over 70 people showed up. To see how engaged everyone was and how tight-knit they were with each other was really special. When talking about how they all work together, I really loved what Janeth had to say. She said, We aren't going around looking to find scholarship students because they are our friends. We're going around looking to find scholarship students because they need us. What is your necessity? Come join us. In our community, it isn't about one religion. It is about having a place where people are loved and respected regardless of their background or religion. We are like Tutti Frutti's. Tutti Frutti's are like rainbow-colored gummy bears. And I loved her analogy of their community being a Tutti Frutti, because Spiritus is a Tutti Frutti too. A place where all are welcomed, loved, and respected regardless of their background or religion. How beautiful to have a community growing in Chiapas built around those values too. Now that is mission work. To close, we have a special video from our scholarship families in Chiapas. And to our families in Chiapas, we're so thankful for you. Thank you for welcoming us to your community and your kindness. We love you and can't wait to see you again soon. God bless you. A nuestras familias en Chiapas, estamos agradecidos por ustedes. Gracias por recibirnos a tu comunidad y todo el cariño que nos dan. Les queremos mucho y no podemos esperar verlos de nuevo. Que Dios les bendiga.